Welcome to Salon 3. It's very interesting that I have sat in so many podcasts and in so many conversations. And then at some point, I never used to think that I would actually do my own podcast until in the recent month when I've kept talking about it with friends and then people asking if I should really do my own podcast or my own platform of conversation. And I thought about creating this particular one, which I honestly don't know. I don't know how many times I'll record. I don't know how often would have time to record. But I thought I would give it a try. And the reason I want to give it a try is because I believe that life is a journey of learning. And as a person who have worked for so long in my career, who have met so many people, I feel that there's so much I can share to the world, to young people, to everyone, that they can learn one or two things in life. So that's where the idea of Salon 3 came from. And it's a personal growth conversation. So I would like to call it a conversation. Even if I'm talking to you, you are not talking to me, but I believe that there will be time when we can invite more people to have conversation with us, talk to us, ask questions, etc. But the reason I'm calling it a personal growth, it's because we will be talking about different topics in life that allows you to make one or two decisions in your life. We could talk about personal branding, talk about time management, decision-making, entrepreneurship. I would really try to talk a lot about things I've gone through in my career, in my life, professional life, family life, that I strongly believe that someone would learn one or two things. So welcome to Salon 3. This is episode number one. Be nice to me, but I've also welcome feedback to see where we can improve and then what you'd want to hear from us as well. When I say from us, I have a whole team that is helping me to record, prepare the show as well. So welcome to Salon 3. As I said, this is going to be a personal growth conversation. So we'll have different topic. Let's see how it goes. Where do we start today? The conversation today, I called it a life decision. And I specifically want us to discuss about decision making. In my life, I've struggled a lot on making decision. And then when we talk about making decision, it really goes above, it's all about deciding point A to point B. Yeah, it's, you have two things that you need to make a decision on. And then sometimes it starts as many things. You filter them, you reduce them to particular points until you have two things that you should choose from. And I know a lot of us really struggle to make decision. So to start with, why actually do I think it's important? Or why should you make a decision? Why is it important for you to make a decision? Three things. So one, making a decision, it's for your future. So you decide to make a decision really for your future, right? It could even be a simple decision of, shall I turn left or right? Right? What should I have today for breakfast? Shall I call this person now or shall I call the person later? So it's really simple things that every small decision you make, everything you say as a decision, it's impact what happens next. It's create an impact for what comes second, right? Because there is a reason you've choose A instead of choosing B. So when you turn left instead of turning right, you are either going to arrive to where you are going faster, right? Or you would allow, you get to that point later than if you have gone with point A, but you are working with someone that you want to have a conversation with. So really, every single decision we make in life, it has an impact. And it depends on the, what we call an impact, but there will be an impact. And there will be things we would see on point B that we would have not seen on point A. So that's one importance of decision making. So the second importance of decision making is personal growth. So professionally, any single decision you make, it gives you a growth. Not even just professionally, even in your normal real life. I like to say that life is a learning journey. By then life being a learning journey, it means that every conversation you have, every small steps you make in life, there is a learning on that side. So then how do we learn? We learn by the decision we make. So we learn by the people we meet. We learn by what we decide to tell people and then what we decide not to tell them. Yeah. So it's really important to understand that when you are talking about decision making. And then lastly, in terms of importance, is also the impact to others. So whatever decision we make, it creates an impact to someone next to us. It could be your colleague at work. It could be your family member, your brother. It could be your friend. But anything you decide in life, there is a decision. Sorry, there is an impact that is going to create to someone next to you. And the impact could be negative. The impact could be positive. So this is why, again, it's very important to think twice before you decide on anything. And then also to be very decisive, because a decision here, it's you are not alone and you are not a one-man show in your life, as most people may think. Anything we go for would have an impact to our life. So I'm a dad. And every time I think about, investing in something, or I think about the next job I want, I need to think about my family. I need to think about my wife. I need to think about my kid. What will that mean for my kid? So is it a job that I'm getting in a different country? What would that mean if I need to move my family to that place? You know, what would that mean to my other family members that I'll leave behind? So there is always something in a decision that you are going to make that you need to consider everyone around you, right? And it goes to really, really small things in terms of even conversation. So if you are speaking to someone before you actually decide that what is right and what is wrong in terms of conversation, you should think about the impact those words would mean to that person. So we are talking about importance of making decision, but then there's also a lot of factors that we live in a day-to-day life that impact our decision-making, or there's factors we should look at as we are trying to make decisions. So some of the factors are personal values, for example. So what are your values as a person? What is it important to you? In your life, yeah. In these conversations, I would be giving a lot of examples for people that I know or myself, etc. One of the factors of decision making is personal values. So, what does it matter for you? What is it really important for yourself in terms of decision in your life? Because this is really what helps you. To make decisions. And when you are talking about values, is let's say you are about to have a job in a petrol company, right? Or you are Muslim, you have certain values, and you're about to be hired in alcohol factory company. So what does that mean to your values as a Muslim, right? You are an environmentalist. You really care about the environment. You'll be hired in a petrol company. What does that mean? So those are small, really small examples that can connect to your personal values, but values could go along. So when I'm talking about values, it's really more of what is important for you? What should you look at before you jump to any decision? Another thing is long-term goal. So what is your long-term goal? What is your long-term goal? Where do you want to be in the next 5 years? Where do you want to be in the next 10 or 3 years? Yeah. And then how do you see yourself? So this is, all of these things are the things that navigate you to make decisions. And this is sometimes you think that these type of things are the things that you think about only when you are making like a career decision, for example. But no, these are the things that you should even think about when you're having a conversation with your friend. Like, what is that going to impact them now and tomorrow, right? One day you would sit and reflect to everything you've had with your friend 5 years ago, and it's going to make you feel different, right? You'll have a different feeling if you remember that conversation. So now one of the feeling it will be, have I made the right decision to have this conversation, right? That would be the question you ask yourself. So that question will come with a feeling. So if you've made the right decision, then great. If you didn't make a good decision to open that conversation, then that's going to be a problem. So that, those are the factors, some of the factors that we really need to consider as we are making decisions. Risk and consequences. So as I said, everything we do in life would make an output. So that output would also come with the risk. So when we started the conversation earlier, I said, you are going somewhere, you need to choose if you turn left or right. And everything would have a risk, right? And then it will have a consequence. So you turn left, you are somewhere earlier, right? You turn right, you will be a few minutes late. But you've turned left and you're a few minutes late, but you've had a really good conversation. Is that really what you wanted, or you wanted to get to point B on time? So that's something that you would really have to look at. And then the last factor is resources. What are the resources you have in your life? So you want to invest in a business. Your business costs, you need 10 million to invest in a business, or 5 million, but that's the only money you have. Is that really enough for you actually to invest in a business? What happens if you take that 10 million and then you put it in a business, but then you don't have a running cost? Yeah. So you really need to look at the support and resources you have next to you before you make a decision. You hate your job and you want to quit. Yeah. Which is okay. I've seen people who really quit their jobs when they don't have another job, right? But then you need to think, what happens tomorrow if I've left my job and then I don't have a salary, right? Don't I have a mortgage to pay? Don't I have a rent to pay? Don't I have a family to support? So then, is it the right time to quit my job? Or can I stay a little bit more until I build really good resources and then good support around me so that I can quit the job that I don't like? So there's so many factors that we really have to look at as we are making decisions. The reason I'm speaking a lot about decision making, it's because we live in an era where we struggle a lot to move. We struggle a lot to decide what we need in life. And then I'm one of those person who really advocate to people that it's okay not to know what you know you want. What is not okay is when you don't know that you don't know, right? And the reason I talk a lot about this is because this really comes with decision making, yeah? And there is so much that we need to navigate or to assess if we are making decision. For instance, this time I want to go back to most difficult decisions. So I'm talking about decisions, more professional decisions. You want to move from a job to job A to job B. Do you want to invest in a particular business? Are you ready to get married? Do you want to invest or marry your loved one and then make a lifetime decision? So I'm talking more about those type of big decisions. And at least five things has really helped me to move ahead and then decide on this type of big decisions. Yeah. As I said again, they are big decisions, but they're also small decisions, and then every single decision matters in life. But let's look at these 5 to 6 factors that, again, help us to assess our current situation before we move to any decision. So number one is financial resources. Why? Why actually am I studying even on financial resources? It's very funny that we like to pretend that everything is not about money, which should be true, right? So it should really be true. Everything should not be about money. But unfortunately, finances play a big role in our life. So that's why everything should not be about money, but everything we should consider about our financial situation around it. Yeah. Because what does this mean? Every single decision you may make in your life may require financial investment, especially if you're talking about career, getting married, investing in a business, etc. So why this is really important is because you should look at your budget, what you have, what you need to make a particular decisions, right? So you have particular ambitions, where you want to be in life in the next 5 to 10 years, that requires some level of investment. You would need to build a house, buy a car. So you really need to look at, you need to consider a lot your financial consideration in most of your professional decisions. And the second that you would look at is personal relationship, right? I should have started with this. But I know most of you would actually want me to talk about finance. So that's why I started on that. Although I still believe that everything is not about money, but it's very good. It's very important to always consider money. So your personal relationships really affects your decision. Yeah. So what does this mean in a long term or in much more in deep is if I decide to invest in this business, would I have enough time to take care of my family, right? Would I have enough time to have fun with my son? If I move to this country, where would I leave my friends? Yeah. I have a friend who is sick or have issues. They want to really spend more time with me. So what does that mean if I move around and then I leave this person or I leave this person? So really, personal relationships matters a lot in terms of professional decision. And then also because, again, I believe that there's no such a thing as a solo human being. So you are who you are because of the community around you. You are who you are because of the people who helped you to grow and then be where you want to be. So because of that, I believe that you should always have them in your decision making. I've had a time when I had to live far away for my friends, far away for my family, for about a period of a year, and I can tell you it was one of the darkest period of my life because I had no one to talk to see a supporting system. So everything was by phone. First time at that life, and it was really, really not fun. And the third point is career and education. Yeah. So you should really take enough time to invest in your career, in your education, when you're thinking about decision-making, especially when professional decision-making, right? Because your experience matters, right? We know that unfortunately, it's unfortunate because I don't really believe in that. But it works. It's the system we live in. There's a certain jobs that you will not get if you don't have a master's degree, for example. So now, by looking at where you want to be or the type of jobs you want in life, and then you need to look at that, right? So you need to look at the education part. You also need to look at the skills. When I'm talking about education, it's not necessarily about the degree you have. It's the skills you have to execute a particular task, right? And then how much you should invest in having those skills. I think we're in the era again where so many people, everything they do are the things that they actually didn't learn to school. but it's helping them a lot. But then you'd realize that if his NIF is something that you didn't go to school for, it's helping you because you have taken time to invest in learning that particular skill. And then value prioritizations, it's also really, really important, right? Yes. So, and again, in terms of consideration, so value prioritizations, it's that very important as well. So when you are on that age of deciding on a particular things, what really matters for you, right? What are your values? So I like to tell people that when you're about to make a decision, or when you know that you have made the right decision or the wrong decision, is when you wake up in the morning, you look at yourself in the mirror, and you and yourself in the mirror, and then you are asking yourself to the mirror if you've made the right decision, and yourself can respond that you've made the right decision, right? You're not judging yourself. It's really important to make sure that you can be judged by the society, but you should never judge yourself. You should always make sure that the decision you make is equal to your values, that you have no doubt to yourself. You're not really judging yourself. And by the way, it's also okay if you get to that point when you need to judge yourself. But the best way is that most of the time you judge yourself if you've already made that decision. And then you have made that decision. So the question should be, what have I learned in the decision I made? What would I have done differently? Yeah. So rather than haunting yourself, judging yourself too much, then really spend time to try to understand what you should have done differently. And it's a lesson learned. It's okay. So you'd move on and then you do something different next time. We are talking about making decisions and then navigating our life on day to day, and then how it's helping us to navigate our life every day. And there's also two things, there's a few other things that we should look at. Number one is always weighting the pros and cons of what you want to decide. So basically, when we are talking, decisions is about, it's always about the situation around us, yeah? And it's around the situation around us. It's around navigating things around us. And then this also comes to having the pros and cons of what you're about to do, right? And if you are very smart, you do a very nice Excel sheet that you can then start writing career-wise, what are the pros and cons if I make these decisions? Financial-wise, what are the pros and cons if I make these decisions? Family-wise, etc. But I don't think, really, to be very realistic, you would have time to write everything down. If you can, that's really good, yeah? But I don't think necessarily that everyone would have that time. I don't think every single decision you make, you would have time to reflect in that sense. Some of decisions are really fast. But honestly, the most important is to just be able to look at it as fast as possible. You can, to just look at, if I say this, it will affect my friend this way. Yeah. If I decide I'm invited to attend a birthday celebration of my friend, if I go there, what will that mean to my friend? What will that mean to me? And then some of the decision we make should be selfless, but we should also really always try to think about ourselves as well. Yeah. It's not that you always have to think about how do you make other people feel? How do you make everyone happy around you? But it's also about how does that make you feel? Yeah. What is the actual output to you? Because you have to remember that how you feel, who you are, is what you give. What you have is what you give. So if you are happy, you give happiness. Yeah. If you're unhappy, then that's also what you reflect to other people. So it's really, really important as you are measuring the pros and cons to always think about how that makes you feel, and then how are you going to reflect that to everyone around you. And always trust your gut as well. I am one of the person that really trusts my instinct. And I know some other people don't necessarily trust their instinct. They have to do a lot of life calculations to understand where things are going, et cetera. But see what you feel. Trust your gut. Because if you go against your gut, you'll have a lot of regret. So the only way you can really play a lot, the only way you can have a positive impact to yourself and then have a positive impact to other people is also to sometimes to trust your gut and then be able to not judge yourself, not question yourself, which quite often comes by trusting yourself. Then if you don't trust yourself, there is also other few things that you could look at in terms of how do you make sure that you are making the right decisions, by also seeking advice. Yeah. It's really, really, really okay to seek for advice. If you don't know something, it's okay to ask. This is how we learn. This is how we improve as people. And this is how we become better as people as well. So if we don't know, if we are stuck in two decisions, it's okay to seek for advice. You can ask someone that you trust. But again, you can wait. Yeah, you know, there is no rush of deciding on something if you're not ready for it. I used to have a boss who most of the time would not make a decision on spot. And then what she would say, she would be like, let me sleep on it. I honestly didn't know what she meant by let me sleep on it, because I didn't know if let me sleep on it is let me go to think about it by myself, or if she had other people that she would go to ask. But either way, it was working for her, and then it was working for us, because the next day she'll come back in the office and she would have a solution, right? So what would that mean for her, I guess, is that she would not trust herself to make the decision on the spot, right? And then she'll tell us that, let me sleep on this. And then by sleeping on that, it means either she's actually going to sleep on that and then be able to make a decision. It's always about what works for you and then what do you get from it. And then why I'm actually talking about decision again as I conclude this conversation. So I want people to be able to feel themselves. So we are talking about personal growth. Personal growth is all a lot about what you decide to do. It's all about who you are. It's all about the steps you make in life. And then everything here comes with a decision. There is literally nothing that a conscious human being will do without making a decision, right? You decide if you want to eat or not. You decide what food you eat, right? You decide what you drink. You decide, you choose. It's so much that comes out in our life. It's all about the choices we make. So it's really, really important to think about that. And then it's also very important to think or always remember that the choice we make impact us, impact others, impact the whole world. So now, if that's really how it is, then how will that make us feel? How will that make you feel as a person that is making that decision, that is making that choice? And then what do you need? And then as we conclude, we should be able to evaluate ourselves. So how many times do you go to bed and then try to think about everything you've done, all the decision you've made, and then if they were the right decision or not, how that helps you? How many times would you look back at the end of the year to see the decision you've made, the progress you've made, what could you have done differently? So self-evaluation, it's really important. And as you do a lot of self-evaluation, it would give you a really good strength on your self-awareness. And as much as the more you build your self-awareness, the better decision maker you become. because you'd know what you like, what you don't like. You would know that actually if I decide to do this, this is how it makes me feel. If I decide not to do this, this is how it's going to make my other friend or my other people feel. And then that's what really makes you, right? It's all about the choices. So I guess that's it for today. Thank you very much. And as I said, most of this conversation, it's going to be me sharing my experience, sharing a few things I know about particular topics, but mainly about personal growth. But as we do that, we would have a time for spotlight. And today we have a guest. And the conversation we decide to talk about is time management and planning. Again, maybe not much about decision making, but there's no, I would never see anything that is also really important on doing things in the right time. And then the only way you can do things on the right time is actually if you have a better time management and then a better planning in your life. All right. Thank you very much for listening to Salon 3 Episode 1. As I said, I'm also still learning a lot in terms of podcast production, conversation production. I don't know how this is going yet. I don't know how much I will be able to record on a monthly basis, on a weekly basis. Really all I need, it's about sharing experience, my personal experience. It's about providing growth platform so everyone can learn and then grow. So mostly importantly, it's not about to subscribe. Mostly important is to share your feedback, questions, so that we can learn from each other. So anything you feel like I should talk about in my next conversations, please let me know. Thank you. See you next time. Bye.